Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys, and welcome to the Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What do we mean by that? Raise your vibration. Sounds kind of silly, doesn't totally make sense, unless you understand the laws of quantum physics. Or the laws of attraction. Well, what we mean here by raise your vibration is learn how to feel better. Teach yourself how to think thoughts that are in greater alignment with your joy, with your happiness, with your health, with your wealth, with your abundance, with your prosperity of life. That is what raising your vibration is. Learning how to embody a state of mind, a state of consciousness that is conducive to living a happy, healthy, wealthy lifestyle. So, in a nutshell, why do we want to raise our vibration? Why does it serve us? Well, it serves us because first and foremost, it feels good. It just feels good, right? Now, when something feels good and you know that it is serving you, and you know that it's giving you an emotional response, an emotional feeling that actually makes you feel happier than you previously were in that last moment, then you know that you are actively raising your vibration, right? So it is really important to understand when you're raising your vibration, and in doing so, it's also important to understand when you might be lowering your vibration. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a moment where your vibration gets lowered. It's okay. It happens, right? We're all human, and we're only human. And there's nothing wrong with that circumstance. So, but what we do really want to focus the majority of our energy on here on the Vibration Station is learning how to live a life that is conducive to joy, that is conducive to happiness and expansion into a greater joy, expansion into a greater happiness and abundance of life, right? So I'm saying all these words and it sounds nice, but let's get down to it. Life isn't all just flowers and joy and happy times, right? Obviously, we can have circumstances that make us frustrated, make us sad, make us depressed. And it's only normal, you know, to respond in that way. It's only normal to, when something in life happens, unexpected, it's only normal to, feel sad or feel depressed or feel down. And that's okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But here on the Vibration Station, what we're going to focus on and what we are embodying on today's show is, obviously, drum roll, please. For thy mother. Now, why are we going to talk about this? Obviously, because it's Mother's Day. And I know that I personally have been blessed with the most amazing mother. And I just have to say, I am absolutely blessed. I grew up with an amazing mother. She was always there for me. She always showed me, what was right and what was wrong. And I think I was an okay listener for the most part. But today on the show, we're going to be talking about the importance of exercising consistent compassion for your mother. And not only for your mother, but for everyone else in your life. But because today is Mother's Day, it is so important that we do take a moment and that we do recognize how beautiful and amazing and precious our mothers are. Now, sometimes, sometimes you don't have a mom that treats you necessarily in the way that you wanted to be treated, and it's difficult to always, just flip that switch and just say, I love my mom, compassion, it's all well and good, all joy. But, today, Mother's Day and Father's Day, but Mother's Day, right, considering today is the day, is it's a great opportunity to learn how to, first of all, forgive. Wow, what a concept. Learn how to forgive. Yep, learn how to forgive your mom for doing those things that you wish she did or you wish she didn't do, right? So number one, forgiveness is huge, okay? Number two, with Mother's Day that we're going to focus on today, which is beautiful and amazing, but along with forgiveness, there is recognition. So once we forgive, we then recognize and we say, wow, my mom has done so much for me today. No, I mean, not just today, although I'm sure that all mothers do something for their children every single day. But recognition, really recognize, embody that. Say, wow, I realize how much my mother has done for me, and I was not necessarily even aware of it. That is beautiful. That is huge. When you can deliberately, look at yourself in the mirror, right? And this has to do with nobody else but you, right? So if you can look at yourself in the mirror and you can say, wow, I am blessed. I am grateful for everything that my mother taught me. Now, even if it was a circumstance that, let's say there are a lot of people out there that had abusive mothers, right? Let's say that, your mother possibly abused drugs or alcohol or had substance abuse problems, and that obviously projected onto you and then made you feel, a certain way, which probably didn't serve you. It probably made you feel neglected or sad, whatever it was. Realize and recognize, wow, if it wasn't for those lessons that my mother, if it wasn't for care of my own emotions and thoughts, and is aware of the way that I treat my loved ones, whether it be my children or whether it be another circumstance. But really what this revolves around is learning to, on Mother's Day, right? Because today is Mother's Day and today is the Mother's Day show. What we're talking about is learning how to make the best out of the situation with your mother, learning how to understand and appreciate as much as you possibly can about what your mother did or didn't do. And since we're talking about moms, extend that out to dads or brothers or sisters or grandparents or friends and any other type of friend and family. You can extend that, right? But the reason it's a great, first of all, today's Mother's Day, so that's again, we're about, mothers. But another reason why it's great to start with mothers and then move on to other people in the family is if you can start compassionately thinking about your mom, then you can easily move into compassionately thinking about other people in your life. And that's really what this is about. This is learning how to understand that everyone had their own upbringing. Your mom is just a person too. Your mother is just another human being that had her own problems, that had her own resistance, that had her own dreams, and had her own desires. Same as you. And as children, we do sometimes tend to forget that. A lot of the time, as children, we will forget, oh my goodness, my parents are people too. We have this idea, we have this concept in our minds, as if our parents are like, they're like super people. You know, it's almost like we kind of forget that they are susceptible to emotion. We forget that they are susceptible to pain. We forget that they are susceptible to every emotional state of being that we are susceptible to as well. So that means when you're feeling down and your mom comes up to you and tries to make you feel better, understand that she is, once again, susceptible to that same emotion that you are. When she sees that you're down and she wants to make you feel better, you know, give her that. Try to just feel better, you know, regardless of what it is. Just say, thanks, Mom, because she is feeling the emotions of your pain as well. Emotionally, she's taking on your pain, right? So if you care about your mom very, very much and you don't want her to feel that pain, then try to feel better when she tries to make you feel better, right? When she tries to offer a helping hand or she tries to assist you in some way, shape, or form, accept that assistance. Accept that help. Accept the offering of whatever it is that a mom wants to do to show her love, right? And that's so important. Because I also feel like as children, now when I say children, I'm not saying that you know, you could be a 40-year-old man and or 40-year-old woman and still be, you know, your parents' child, right? So when I say children, I'm not necessarily referring to an actual, you know, 6-year-old child, right? I say when I'm referring to child, I say kin, right? Kin, whether it be a mother or, I mean, whether it be a daughter or a son. It's just kin, right? It is offspring, right? So when you have if you're a mother too, when you have offspring and you experience that very first feeling of what it's like to see that your little precious little baby is crying, right? The first time that they cry, there is a spike, obviously, of emotion. And that emotion within the mother is, first of all, it is seeded, right? It's an emotion in the mother that is coded within our DNA to make sure that we protect our offspring. It's a very animalistic and it's a very rootsy approach to the human experience. And that's just something that we need to understand, right? That there is literally seeded information within our DNA that says, I must do anything to protect my offspring, right? That's why mothers have literally lifted up cars when their children have, you know, been in danger. You know, if a car was somehow almost rolled on top of the child, you've heard that crazy story before, how the car rolled on top of the child and, you know, the mother literally picked the car up with her bare hands. Crazy, crazy stuff. Totally crazy stuff. Well, that same emotion, right, runs through each and every single one of us. whether you're a mother, whether you're a father, whether you're a son, whether you're a daughter, that emotion to protect your kin runs through everyone, even if you don't have kids yet, right? It will. When you do have kids, and if you do have kids, that emotion absolutely will be triggered. There is no question. Now, something that I can talk about from personal experience is I remember multiple times when I was younger, my mother, my mom, would do so many things to try to make sure that I was taken care of. Now, I know this sounds silly. Now, this is a very basic concept, but if you kind of dive deep into it, you'll see how there is these seated emotional triggers that we all have, right? So I remember my mom would always make sure that I had what I needed, that I had, if it was something I wanted and it was realistic, that I had it. If it was something that I needed, she always made sure that I had it. But then, of course, there were times where I would offer resistance. Things I didn't want to do. Things that my mom told me I had to do, but I disagreed, right? This is another facet of maternal, the divine maternal, right? Is when a mother believes that something is right for her offspring. For the most part, that information is going to be fixed. For the most part, the mother is not going to stray from doing what she knows is best for her offspring. And, you know, that in general is just that's just like basic laws of nature, right? Same thing if you look in the animal kingdom. Try convincing a lioness not to protect her cub when hyenas come around. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, right? So same thing. We are part of the animal kingdom. I know we tend to forget that sometimes, but we are absolutely a part of the animal kingdom. And essentially, you know, what this draws down to is understanding that there are deep-seated emotional triggers in mothers, more so, I feel like, than possibly in fathers. Yes, and fathers are extremely important. There's no comparison, as obviously they are both extremely important in their own individual ways, right? But there is something extremely special about a mother. There is something extremely special about the divine maternal. There's something extremely special, which is totally undefinable, about a mother's will to protect and provide and be the best possible person that she can be for her offspring, right? And that in and of itself is what I find to be so beautiful about the divine maternal, about the divine feminine, right? Is there really is this sixth sense when it comes to protecting the offspring, protecting the kin. And like I said, same with fathers, but there's definitely something special with mothers. All right, guys. I want to let you know right now, you just tuned in. You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio. World's most listened to internet talk radio station. We are talking about the importance of feeling compassion and forgiveness and appreciation for your mama, for your mother, as it is Mother's Day today, right? So learning how to feel appreciation, compassion, and forgiveness, all of these things for our mother, for our mothers. And along with that, also recognizing within ourselves how profoundly and fundamentally important our mothers were when we were growing up, absolutely, but still are in our lives. And that's a really big thing that I want to talk about on today's show as well, is, you know, regardless of how much time goes, you know, we grow up fast. And that's what every single parent says. I can proudly say I am a brand new father, My daughter is going to be 3 months old in 2 weeks. So this show hits home for me because of how recent, I mean, all of this emotion is. And I will tell you, I have never, ever, 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 ever felt such a deep love and compassion in my entire life. And I know that my partner, my beautiful wife, has never, ever, ever felt that type of love and compassion in her heart as well for anything or anyone ever in the history of time and space. I mean, it is amazing the love that comes to surface when you bring a child into this world. And that's why I think Mother's Day is so important. So important. So really what we're getting down to, guys, is, you know, if your mom has done something, now let's talk about the forgiveness part, okay? If your mom has done something, right, maybe in the past that, let's just say requires some forgiving, make sure that you make the conscious and deliberate effort to learn how to forgive her. It is so important that you learn how to forgive her, regardless of what she has done. She could have been the worst mother, the worst person, this and that. But you know what? The only person it's hurting by holding on to it is guess who? Exactly, you. So for you to make the conscious and deliberate effort not to hold on to frustration and triggers and all these things that are not healthy for human consciousness, when you hold on to these dense energies surrounding your mother, you got to understand, you're only blocking your own energy. So learn how to forgive. Now, that doesn't mean forget. Learn how to forgive. Like I said earlier in the show, if your mother was possibly an addict, understand that was her pain. And yes, it did hurt you, but allow those experiences to make you stronger. Now, if your mother was abusive, obviously that is so difficult to deal with and so difficult to brush off and say, oh, that's okay, I forgive her. But you know what? You had manifested that woman in your life for a specific reason. Every single person is manifested into your life for a purpose. There is never an example. There is never a circumstance in which someone was brought into your life out of mistake. No such thing. No such thing. So, please keep this close to your heart when you think about your mother, right? Understand that all mothers do make mistakes, even the best mothers, right? And they require some forgiving as well, right? Now let's flip the script, okay? How many times have you done something to your mom and to where she has had to forgive you? And if she didn't forgive you, then you would have been in a lot of trouble, right? Think about that. So the reason why I am bringing this up is it's good to flip the script. It's good to, see how sometimes the same things that you judge other people for, you do as well, you know? So it is of the utmost importance. It is of the utmost importance that we understand that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Whether you are the best mother in the world, whether you are had a difficult upbringing, everyone makes mistakes. And it's okay. And, you know, that's the thing that we need to understand is it is okay if something happens and, you know, we're not able to be the best that we can possibly be for our children, then we need to accept that. We need to understand that, right? We can move on from that. But what it has to do with is forgiveness. What it has to do with is acceptance. So learn to accept. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive yourself. Learn to forgive you. Learn to forgive your mother. Learn to forgive your father. Learn to forgive the people in your family that maybe seeded some anger or pain, right? So this is really, really important stuff for you to be the best version of yourself, for you to be as happy, healthy, wealthy, wasteful. These are things that you need to understand. And not only understand, but also apply into your life. There are so many circumstances and so many different experiences in life that leads us to, you know, feeling certain ways about people, about our mothers, about our fathers, about whatever it might be. And it really does come down to us taking responsibility, making sure that we understand that it goes so much deeper than just, you know, the surface level of what we thought. Thank you very much. The surface level of what we thought, right, was was the pain, right? On the surface level of what we thought and we understood to be, you know, something that our mother might have done to hurt us in the long run, or something that we tried to teach our mother when we were young, right? We shared with her, hey, this hurt. We did not like this. We shared something with her and we asked her to stop. We asked her to change. We asked her to do something, to step up to the plate, to show us that there is more compassion than there is anger, that there's more compassion than there is a need to control, right? Control the child, control you, whatever it is, right? So why are we talking about pain on Mother's Day, right? That's something else that I wanted to bring up. Why are we talking about pain on Mother's Day? I'll tell you, there is so much deep-seated anger, so much deep-seated pain, so much deep-seated emotion from really, I mean, a lot of it and majority of it does really come from moms. And if we were to think about how important and how significant of an impact our mothers make on our day-to-day lives, it would blow us away. Now, I'm not just saying that because it's Mother's Day, and I'm not just saying that to get a rise out of anyone. I'm saying this because it's true. I'm saying because if you genuinely think about how on a day-to-day basis your life is affected, it is truly substantial. Truly substantial, right? And, you know, guys, I want to share with you something else that is very dear and close to my heart. You know, it took me on a personal, individual level, it took me quite a bit of time to understand the importance of forgiveness. You know, there was a lot of things that I did in my life where I didn't forgive myself because I actually hurt my mother, right? Not intentionally, of course, but through my actions, I hurt my mother, right? And I needed to learn how to forgive myself because it was so detrimental, right? So detrimental to my own being that if I didn't learn to forgive myself, then I would have held on to this pain for the rest of my life. And, you know, that's something else that we need to understand as children, as parents, is, you know, we play multiple roles in each other's lives. We play the role of the mother. We play the role of the father. We play the role of the son. We play the role of the brother. We play the role of the uncle. You know, there's so many different roles that we play, which has to do with family. And at the end of the day, it all loops back around to, guess what? Who your mother's related to, who your father's related to, who your mother's related to, right? All these amazing people that you surround yourself with, that are surrounded, whether you surround yourself with them or, you know, you are brought to places that you are surrounded by people, it is because of, guess what? Your mother and your father, and that's your family. And these people are the people that make or break, essentially, who you are as a person, your experience. Now, when I say who you are as a person, I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, you are the controller of your own destiny. So that means if someone treats you a certain way, or you know, it's not going to make you or break you. But what I mean by that is your exterior circumstances, your life at home, has so much to do with the person that you end up becoming, right? How your mother treats you, how you treat your mother. These all are very profound facets of your life, your human experience, your consciousness, who you are, and who you want to be. And that's why if we learn to take a step back to, and I can't stress this enough, guys, and probably because I've had it so much in my life that I would imagine if it's so present in my life, it would be so present in so many other people's lives. We just tend to forget it and we tend not to be aware of it. But forgiveness is so huge. And I feel like Mother's Day is the perfect day to exercise forgiveness. Because, like I've said now, this will be the third time today, right? There's gonna be things, if there hasn't been already, which there absolutely has, we all know for a fact, there's gonna be experiences. There has been, and there will always continue to be experiences that cause you pain. And majority of them, a lot of them, in some way, shape, or form, are going to be connected to your mother, right? Whether it's directly, you know, connected, whether it's a direct argument with your mother, or whether it is a direct disagreement, right? You guys see something differently. Or whether it is the girl that you end up marrying 25 years later because of the person that your mother was, right? You know, people always say, well, psychologists mostly, but you know, it is the saying where, you know, women marry men that remind them of their father, and men marry women that remind them of their mother, right? It's just kind of like this psychological seed that's been planted within all of us, and it's something we really are not aware of. I don't know, but is we absolutely have control over who we date. But what we don't have control over is what our brain, the electromagnetic signals that our brain sends to us. It's us talking to ourselves. When we see someone and we say, oh, I like that. That is something that I feel like we don't necessarily have full and total control over, right? Do you have control over whether you're attracted to someone or not? Do you have control over whether you are, I guess, spiritually attracted. Physically attracted, of course, as well, right? If you are single and you are looking to mingle, right? That's sure, then that's a great thing as well. But when you grow up and you start dating people and you start, you know, trying to feel different people out and see what works for you, what you will find is there is a reoccurring pattern. And that pattern is that if you are a woman, you will tend most of the time. Now, of course, it could a lot of times, this is totally false. But most of the time, you know, if you're a woman, a lot of the times you tend to, you know, wind up with someone that reminds you of your father. If your father was a strong man, if he was, you know, strong, very well-liked, dedicated to his family, loved, you know, loved his family, would do anything for his family. Usually, you know, you tend to flock to someone that has those same attributes. Now, on the other end of that, right, a lot of times as well, if, let's say, a man had a mother that was maybe a little abusive, well, that man might end up with a woman that could potentially be abusive, right? And it's just because of this psychological pattern. But what we need to understand is if we choose forgiveness, we will not have these reoccurring patterns that don't serve us. If we choose the path of least resistance, if we choose and learn how to forgive one another, how to forgive your mom for doing the things that she did that really hurt you, right? These are the concepts that we're talking about here. Learn to forgive. Learn to let go. Learn to understand that your mother and your father and everybody else in your life are just people too. They have their own pain. They have their own dreams. They have their own desires. They have their own life. And they're people too. They're susceptible to pain. They're susceptible to happiness. They're susceptible to emotion. So if you have experiences in your life that maybe they let you down, well, the best thing you could possibly do for yourself is forgive them and forgive yourself, because you're obviously holding on to something. If it is seated in there, it's because you're holding on to it. So forgiveness is key. You know, today's show obviously was geared to talking about mothers and Mother's Day and forgiveness of the things that moms have done in the past, and so embracing all the amazing things that mothers have done in the past. But I feel like the show has also kind of moved into a bit of just forgiveness in general. It's really fascinating how forgiveness and the love and compassion for a mother have so much to do with each other. And I know that sounds ridiculous, because it doesn't sound like they would have a lot to do with each other. But considering the profound impact that a mother has in a person's life, whether the mother was there or whether she wasn't, there is an impact, right? And that impact totally ripples throughout your entire life. Who you become, who you end up being, who you end up spending your time with, these things are significant in regards to the people that you spend your time with, the people that you were aware of, and the things that you did, the things that other people did to affect you, right? And I know, like, these things that I'm saying, they don't all tie together, but what it does come down to is being aware of that forgiveness, being aware of the amazing things that your mother has done for you. And you know what? Take a moment today, if you can, if you have the guts to do it. If you're not already spending the day with your mom, for those of you out there that are not spending the day with your mom, and for those of you out there that might have, you know, a bone to pick with your mom, or you know, something that you haven't forgiven or something that you are holding on to, right? If you can, pick up the phone, call her, and just say, Mom, I love you and I forgive you for anything that you may have done to hurt me in the past. And I forgive myself for holding on to these grudges for so many years and not even thinking twice about you, in the sense of you are susceptible to your own pain, you are susceptible to your own emotion, all those things that we just talked about. Right? So if you can, I dare you. And then email me after. Tell me how it went. Right? Say, David, that was the worst thing I did. I can't believe you asked me to do that. That's fine too. That's awesome. I love all the emails. Send them my way. I will absolutely get back to them. Sorry if it takes me a little bit of time. We do get a lot of emailers and we do really appreciate it. But make sure, send the emails. Call your mom. Tell her how you feel. Say, I love you and I forgive you for doing this, 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 and this, which hurt me. Or if you don't have any of that in your heart, then what, of course, the best thing to do, call your mom and say, Mom, you are the best mother that an offspring could ever ask for. And then name a couple things that she's done in your life to really affect you in a positive way. I guess what I'm coming down to is, let your parents know, parents, including your dad, but today is Mother's Day, so special with the moms. Let your mom know today that you love her, that you forgive her, that you forgive yourself, that you appreciate her, that you understand the sacrifices she's made for you. That's a big one. That is a big one. For those of you that aren't parents, you understand the sacrifices that are made to make sure that your beautiful angelic child is happy and healthy and has whatever they need, any want, need, and desire at their fingertips. These are the kind of sacrifices that mothers make on a day-to-day basis. So I can speak from a personal standpoint. My mother is amazing. And Mom, if you're listening, I want you to know, I love you so much, and I appreciate you so much, and I really have nothing to forgive you for, because you've been amazing my whole life, and I forgive myself for holding on to any grudges that I may have held on to throughout the years, right? And guys, you can use what I'm sharing with my mother. Now, I'm using this as a template. Obviously, this is coming from my heart, but use this as a template. Say, it's okay, you know, say, you can say these things, right? If you truly mean them, but you want to say things that you mean. So call your mom, or if you could see her today, even better. Pull her outside for a sec. If the whole family is going to be together, go ahead, pull her outside and just say, Mom, I appreciate you so much. I understand the sacrifices that you made. I understand the sacrifices that you didn't want to make, but you had to, and you did it for me. That's huge. That's huge. You know, our parents, they literally, most parents, right, will do anything for the children. And then those parents that don't do what they maybe should for their children, it teaches the kids so much about life. And it teaches the kids so much about what not to do. And then that even makes you stronger, right? So whether you had a really positive upbringing or whether you had a painful upbringing, just know that it helped define you, and it helped in assisting you to become a better person, a greater person, whether you were shown examples of what to do or what not to do. Today's show revolves around embracing compassion for moms. Any way you want to put it, any way you want to say it, any way you want to paint the picture, embrace that compassion. Tell your mom how much you care for her. And I'll tell you guys, it goes such a long way. It goes such a long way. Because we forget to tell these things. We're so caught up in our own lives. We're so caught up, you know, going to school or working or making money or building our own lives or raising our own kids that sometimes we forget the importance of sharing with our mom and dad, of course, but like I said, today's Mother's Day, how much we recognize the sacrifices they made. Really, really, really profound stuff, guys. Feel free once again to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can do that live on the air. Any davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to call in, you can also do so. We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines. Well, we actually have a couple minutes left to show. So you know what, a caller might be a little bit late. If you want to, squeeze 1 minute in, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Now, we do have a couple minutes left of the show, so a call might be a little pushy. But what I do want to end this show with is pointing out the profound importance of letting your mom know that you know everything that she's done for you has been for the betterment of you. Even if it doesn't seem like it, be the bigger person, right? Or, like I said, if you're not in that circumstance and you have nothing to forgive your mother, just remind her how freaking awesome she is. Just remind her how amazing she is. Just remind her how, if it wasn't, you know, and these are all things that it means so much to them that you know, right? They can think all they want about how they hope that you know the sacrifices that they make, but for them to really hear it from your mouth, that is what makes the difference. For you to say, Mom, I understand the things that you did when I was growing up. I understand you did them because you had your own resistance. You had your own pain. You had your own happiness. You had your own dreams. You had your own desires. You had your own plan for life. And then you changed it for me. And I can't thank you enough. Because I love my life, right? We should all learn to love life. And if we don't, then let's start finding ways to love life. And don't blame it on Mom. Don't blame it on Dad. Don't blame it on anybody else. Take full responsibility for your happiness. You are responsible for your happiness. You are responsible for your joy. Not your mom, not your dad, not your brothers, not your sisters, not your aunts or your uncles. You are responsible for your joy. Nobody else in your family, none of your friends, you. Regardless of what your mom has done in the past, whether it's been the most amazing experience, whether she was the best mother, or whether she maybe could have read a couple more books on how to raise a kid, just make sure that you let her know that you know that she did the best that she possibly could. And that is what I'm going to leave you guys with on today's show. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We have come to the close of today's show. Once again, guys, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful Sunday with us. Make sure to send your love to your mother. Tell her how much you care about her. Tell her that you understand the sacrifices that she made. Tell her that you appreciate her. And tell her that you're always there for her. Because you should be. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you to all those amazing moms out there. We love you so much. And we would not be who we are today if it wasn't for you. Love you guys so much. Thank you. And we will see you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.